But this is KKFN, KKFN HD1, Longmont, Denver.
The 5 o'clock whistle, powered by Smart Local Union 9 sheet metal workers.
Who win it now?
Matt Smith in for Zach Bye. Bill Lindsay alongside. Zach's going to be out a couple of days.
You didn't know we traded him. Traded him to New York.
What'd we get back? Fifth round pick?
Some lint.
Some lint?
A couple of lint balls and a penny.
Traded
a penny.
To New York.
He was not a happy camper last night when he came in here. Amanda had to break the news down to him that they're trading him to New York.
Look, Zach. Sorry, buddy. I know it's been going well here, but yeah, we sent you back to Albany. Sent you back to Buffalo. Go root for the Bills there. Now, of course, Zach will be back. Supposed to be a little bit later this week. We'll see what happens with the snow, though.
I'm getting kind of nervous with that, man.
I don't know if you've been paying attention, but we're supposed to get absolutely hammered here with snow. It starts Wednesday night. But this is a, you know what it is, though. It is a, it's going to be a slop fest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a spring slop fest.
It's irritating to see.
KJ.
That you get this beautiful weather, right? Three days of beautiful weather.
Is this the funeral music? Is that what's going on here?
That's what they're telling us. Okay. They're telling us we're going to be buried. Just put the nail in the coffin.
Buried.
I hope they're wrong. I truly hope that the wind blows so hard that it blows the snow the other way.
Sounds good to me. Sign me up for that. Just a really bad
clouds,
windy day.
The snowy clouds the other way.
Wait, Phil, you know the wind blows so hard. That's called a blizzard. That's worse than
Before
the downfall of snow, right?
Stop poking holes in
exactly.
His eyes. Will you stop?
I know.
What do you know about weather?
I hope that you
what
know
are you,
what?
A meteorologist? Yeah. You don't know anything about weather.
I hope there's a blizzard over there by
Drew's house?
By
Drew's house?
By Drew's house. He got me all flustered now.
That's right. Hope your house gets a bunch of snow.
He's just been mad because I'm attacking this guy, Russ, you know, in our group
That's
chat.
All right.
Drew. Yeah.
We'll talk about Russ the next couple of days and why you're so
Steelers
upset.
Steelers look scary.
What?
Steelers are starting to add.
Oh, the Steelers are looking scary? Okay.
Okay. Matt.
No, it's this best fit. I'll say it's the best fit for us. Yeah. But apparently, our guy Chris Bianchi there, 9 News, says huge storm, snowstorm tomorrow night, 12-plus inches increasingly likely in Denver. And, of course, right now, 61 degrees outside, which, gotta love Colorado.
Crazy.
It'll dump like that, and then a couple of days later, it'll be gone. But it will be a sloppy one, especially if we get a lot of water. You know, the roads might be a mess. We'll see. CDOT, I bet they'll be all over it, though.
Yeah.
We love you guys, all those drivers, getting all the roads clear. Speaking of getting the roads clear, you mind if I...
Go ahead.
I love truckers. Truckers are our people on the radio. I mean, come on. That's our familia. However, if you're in a big 18-wheeler and you're on a highway,
yeah.
Get the hell out of the left lane, all the way in the left lane, sitting there.
I never understood that. Like, you're a big truck, and you're sitting there in the left lane going 50 miles an hour.
If you're about to turn left, like, okay, that's one thing. But we're on I-25 on a highway. No,
but
you can't
also,
be all the way over to the left.
You know what,
just
Matt?
Can't
I
breathe.
Also don't agree with it being snowing like it's going to tomorrow and people going 80 miles an hour down the highway like it's sunny out there. I think it's scary and dangerous, and I'm usually going to be in the right lane.
Low and slow wins the race, huh? Low and slow wins the race.
Oh, Matt, you're the one that's in the left lane all day.
Hey, look, I got snow tires. I'm driving. I know what I'm doing. I've been in here. I've been in Boulder a long time. No. You got to go. Got to be careful. Yeah, that's going to be me paying for the new car.
Yeah.
Paying for my car and your car. No. We're going to be safe. Practice safe driving practices. I just had that happen on the way down here, and I'm like, why? Like, you're not supposed to be in the left. That's a passing lane here in Colorado. You know somebody right now in the left lane out there listening, going, look, checking their mirrors, go, oh, boy.
I'm that guy.
He's talking about me. He's talking about me. Hey, I want to get to some of these texts here on the RamosLaw.com text line because the Broncos, man, I mean, we are hot and heavy with NFL free agency news. If you missed anything, here's what they did today. Michael Burton, the fullback. Came over from New Orleans, another Sean guy. Well, he's re-signed to a one-year deal. Did we get numbers there? Did we ever get numbers on a Burton deal? I doubt that there were a lot of people looking into fullback contracts today.
Probably
but
vet minimum, man. Maybe
I'm
a
guessing.
Little less than a million, maybe at a million because he has came from Sean, so Sean probably values him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he gives him like 1.5 something. He's going to get a little something.
Malcolm Roach, defensive tackle, Another one from New Orleans.
Another one.
He was a 4-year backup, played 2 years for Sean Payton. He just signed a 2-year, $8 million contract. I don't know about guaranteed money there. Essentially, that's the Mike Purcell replacement.
Yeah.
And this Broncos defense against the run, it was bad last year.
Yeah, it was horrendous. It went horribly wrong on that side of the ball and the defense. And the defense did a great job, man. The defense is one of the biggest reasons why Denver won games. But that run, stopping the run, that was something they were not good at.
The defense did a good run for a chunk of it. Did a good job for a chunk of the season.
They did.
Yeah. And they certainly turned it around from how they started. So definitely credit there and to Vance Joseph, who basically saved his job for this year, if we're being real. But they did need help there. They needed to shore things up. And with Purcell out the door, Henningsen, I think they like, but I think this year he was a little bit underwhelming compared to maybe what they thought they might get out of him. Of course, they also restructured Zach Allen's contract. But bringing in Roach, there was a point in early November where Pro Football Focus, and look, feel the way you want to feel about Pro Football Focus, but they did have Roach graded as the best interior run stuffer in the NFL through early November. So hopefully that goes, you know, low risk, high reward type of an addition.
What about DJ Jones, man?
Sounds like they're going to keep him.
Yeah, you know, I would have thought they would have at least restructured his deal, you know, did something with him. I know DJ Jones is a solid contributor to the Denver's defense, but I thought they would have done some moves maybe with him.
I think they were thinking about it, but that's a position that, look, they brought DJ Jones in to be a run-stuffing interior defensive lineman. I don't think he had as good of a year last year, and certainly that first year was kind of marred by injury. It definitely hasn't panned out the way they wanted it to, but I think that's a position where, hey, look, we're going to need some help in the trenches anyway, so probably don't want to move on from that guy unless we absolutely have to right now. Might as well give him another run at it. Phil, no quarterback yet, though. This is something that Mike Kliss told us last week by this Friday to expect a free agent in. Okay? Sam Darnold went to Minnesota for $10 million a year. Marcus Mariota went to Washington for $8 million a year. Jameis Winston went to Cleveland $6 million a year. Drew Locke to New York $5 million a year.
Jacoby Brissett
to the Patriots $8 million a year. All right, so now all of the best options, I would say, presumably for free agent quarterbacks, are off the board. And they weren't good options in the first place. But if we really think about this, it kind of makes sense that they didn't want to pay $10 million for Sam Darnold.
No, they shouldn't.
Or $8 million for Jacoby Brissett, right? They've got Jared Stidham at $6 million.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I don't think you're looking at that significant of an upgrade over Jared Stidham to the point where you want to bring in another guy who's essentially the same thing.
See, Matt, this is where I feel like we go our separate ways on this topic.
Talk
because
to
it's not necessarily you're trying to get that better option, because I think that they picked up Jared Stidham for a reason, but it's to compete against Jared Stidham. If you go and you sign this rookie quarterback, which I think we're going to go and draft, all right, and say it's J.J. McCarthy, people are saying, well, he's going to probably be under somebody for that whole entire year. Well, I want somebody to compete with Jared Stidham right now, because I want to know if he is the best option for us, or if somebody like, if we would have got Sam Darnold, would have beat out Jared Stidham. Because I want at least the best option to be sitting here in front of our rookie quarterback until our rookie quarterback's ready to go. Not just give Jared Stidham the job just because he's here and now he feels comfortable. He feels like he's the man. In reality, he should be having a fight for this job.
I'm not sure if Jared Stidham's ever felt like the man a day in his life, okay?
Well, after the season, he kind of made it seem like, I could be the man. I could be the man.
Hey, tell me I'm wrong. KJ's laughing. Tell me I'm wrong. I think he's just always been last man standing wherever he's been, right?
So never been a jock in high school.
No, maybe he was. Maybe that was. Was that unfair? Is that what you're saying? Was that unfair? Was that an unfair shot at Jared Stidham?
I mean, Sean Payton paid my man $10 million.
I'm sorry, Jared. Okay, they're telling me that was unfair. That was unfair. Sorry. I didn't realize you were a Jared Stidham guy, KJ, and a Russ guy, too. I didn't realize that.
Oh, definitely not.
You're definitely not? I'll just say, I don't think you. Okay. So you're telling me that Jared Stidham's all of a sudden going to get comfortable here.
Well, I just think that who else is going to compete against him? I don't think that even if you draft a quarterback at the beginning of the first rounds, right? Say we just stay at 12. If he's not ready, he's not ready. You're not going to just throw him in there. You're not going to throw him into a fire.
So let's just say they draft Bo Nix at 12. Okay. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. You're telling me that he's not in a quarterback competition day one of training camp with Jarrett Stidham?
I mean, he definitely should be in a quarterback competition with that rookie.
Why can't a young guy push him? I saw you push an older vet. I saw you push an older vet.
But also, I'm not in the quarterback position.
And then push yourself right out the door.
I'm not in the quarterback position.
Okay.
You know?
What's the difference?
I think that in the quarterback position, there's like in that room, you have to know a lot of things, Matt. You got to be able to know what's going on the field, recognize the plays, recognize your plays. Matt, get under center, have them relay a message to you.
Sure.
Say them like, I write 22 dive, 26 nine, Z oxy.
I need the wristband.
Right?
Yeah.
But you're telling a young rookie to go in there, do all that, break the huddle, see what's going on right here, know everybody's destination when it comes to their routes. Someone like me would ask the quarterback, hey, what I got sometimes. You got to know what the running back got to the receivers, to the tight ends. Also, the what's going on the offensive line. It's a lot for a young quarterback to process. And you can't just expect somebody to come in here and do it. Now, there's a couple people that can do it. C.J. Stroud did it, all right? But I just don't see it happening right now.
I love this text. If it was Melvin Gordon running up the stairs, the entire coffee would have been lost.
Oh, we wouldn't have got no coffee. Melly Mel.
He fumbled again.
Yeah, Melly Mel. Yeah, he's going to fumble the coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you didn't hear, Phil tripped and fell down the stairs at the last break because of the coffee. I thought that was funny. All right. I don't necessarily agree with you that a first-round draft pick can't push Jarrett Stidham.
Okay.
I think if you drafted a quarterback in the first round, Stidham would know what the writing on the wall was. He's a bridge guy. And look, he doesn't have too many more cracks at it.
Mm.
If he needs external motivation now, it probably won't ever work with him anyway, and it might not in the first place.
But do you think it benefits a young quarterback to go out there and throw them into the fire when they're not ready?
No, it doesn't mean that I think that he would, unless he beats Jarrett Stidham flat out and wins the job.
Unless he beats it, then obviously
I think a first rounder would push him. I don't think you need a Tannehill in here just to get him uncomfortable.
I don't like a Tannehill, man. The quarterbacks that I was interested in are not on the market no more.
Look, I mean, it's a run on backup quarterbacks and kind of mid to low tier quarterbacks early in free agency. Surprising to me, especially with such there's six guys right now that we're talking about as far as this draft class at the quarterback position. So how about this texter, 303-713-1043 on the RamosLaw.com text line. Here's what we should do, Matt. Trade that 5th and 6th we just got for Judy. We'll flip it for Justin Fields, draft Bowers at 12, or trade 12 and a late round pick to the Bengals for T. Higgins, and then use our 2nd to get Michael Penix. Well, we don't have a 2nd, so...
I think we do.
No.
We don't have a 2nd this year.
Mm-mm. No, unless they trade down from 12, they're probably not going to have one either.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this. I know you're a Justin Fields guy, and I told you at the beginning.
I like me some Justin.
I know that, and I told you at the beginning of the show we'd talk about it. So, all right. I'm Sean Payton. Pitch me Justin Fields.
There's a lot I want to say to you, Sean.
What's that?
I won't say it on here.
Yeah.
You know,
I've had a couple of lattes, so careful. Watch your tongue, sir.
Hear me some of those lattes over this.
Yeah, that's right. You got one over there. You spilled half it in the stairs.
You're right. I did. So you know what? I'm ready to talk.
This pitch is not going well.
I know. Look here, right? Justin Fields, the ceiling is still high for someone like this young man, all right? He needs somebody that trusts and believes in him, somebody that can bring something out of him that he doesn't believe in himself right now. Okay, Justin Fields has a big arm, okay? He can run. He can maneuver. I don't think Justin Fields wants to make his money running around, though. He had a run for his life with the Chicago Bears. Okay, I would have had a run for my life with the Chicago Bears. There were not a lot of weapons around him over there, but you're building something over here. Mm. Use those draft picks for more talent around someone like Justin Fields that you can get out of him, man. You know, other than going for another quarterback that you're hoping for, okay, you can build this young man who's still young like a young quarterback. And he was in the first round as well. So you're getting somebody that a great product that needs somebody to help boost him up, all right, and you could be the coach to do the job. That's my pitch.
You know what I tell you if I'm Sean Payton? And I heard your pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I just got rid of a Super Bowl champion and a two-time Super Bowl, at least, appearance member.
Yeah.
In Russell Wilson. Should have 2 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
I just got rid of him because quite frankly, he couldn't stay in the pocket. He got happy feet. He couldn't process as fast as I wanted it to.
Okay.
Right? The mental side of the game, we just didn't jive on, quite frankly. And not to mention, even though he was as experienced and established as Russ was, he was still the most sacked quarterback in the league the last two seasons. So I hear you on the offensive line, but Russ just got clobbered. I mean, maybe Justin Fields evades a few more of those sacks for sure. But honestly, in my offense, Phil, I need a guy who can stand and deliver on time, you know, seam routes in the pocket. I need somebody who's going to hit those intermediate throws, utilize the middle of the field. And then at the same time, I need some guy who's, you know, he can go down the sideline.
For sure.
He can throw outside the numbers. All right, so that's part one. Now here's part two.
Well, with that one, I was Sean, and then I'm going to let you go. I'm like, Sean.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of quarterbacks right now in the NFL that are doing it. That's why everybody's looking for a quarterback.
Well, I got a dead cap anyway. I'm not trying to do that. What am I going to win, 8 games this year? Come on. I mean, stop being ridiculous.
You have to find a way, Sean. You have to find a way to make us all believe that we're going in the right direction. That's why we gave you $100 million.
So I got to surrender draft capital I don't have to draft or to trade for a player that I don't really want, that doesn't really fit my system. Okay.
Well, who am I talking to, Matt or Sean?
You're talking to Sean.
Because we don't know what Sean's thinking.
Oh, I know what Sean's thinking. I'm telling you, I am Sean right here. You're Phil, and I'm Sean, and you're pitching me. And here's the other problem with your crackpot theory. Next year is his fifth year. Am I going to pick up a $25.6 million option next season on Justin Fields?
You don't have to do that if you don't want to.
Oh, no. I'm going to trade a third or a fourth round pick for nothing? For a 1 year of a quarterback, I'm going to take that spin.
Sean,
I'm not trying to pay a contract right now. I'm going to have to pay this guy $25 million.
That's why I said, Sean, you picked up Jerry Jeudy's fifth round. That was part of your doing.
But I didn't have Russell Wilson's dead cap to use. I didn't have to circumvent the dead cap.
This is what it's about being a head coach.
Look, it's not happening.
Okay, so who's going for Drake May? You're going to trade up to get Drake May?
No, you don't know what I might do. That's my Justin Fields. That's my Justin Fields. You get 1 year before you got to legitimately pay this guy. And if you want to pay him his fifth year option, it's $25 million.
Yeah.
They're still going to have a dead cap to work with next year. And I don't think stylistically he's the type of guy that Sean wants. Is he maybe the most, quote unquote, exciting option because of an unknown that's readily available? Maybe. But Phil, I mean, I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, I watch this guy.
Yeah.
This is not the guy. You don't want those problems.
So
I've seen NFL quarterbacks that Sean Payton would like. He wants a pocket passer.
Okay, so in this
Justin's
draft.
Just not that
in
guy.
This draft, who is that guy?
J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix? Readily available to the Broncos. Because, again, I don't believe the Broncos are going to be able to get up into the top three. Now, maybe they surprise us all and make a giant move.
Well, they're going to have to. They want J.J. McCarthy, according to everybody, he's going to be in the top 10. So you're willing to move up for J.J. McCarthy?
Did I say I was willing? I just said you asked me who the pocket passers in this draft are, and I told you readily available guys who I think I could maybe be in, you know, the neighborhood of. It would probably be McCarthy or Nix. But I personally, you know, this is not me as Sean Payton. This is me as Matt. I'm not really a believer in either one of those guys that high in the draft.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. So, look. All right. So how about this one? How about this one? Another one on the text line. That's my Justin Fields. I just don't think he's be a good fit here, Phil. Although, and I heard this today. This was from Ian Rappaport. Apparently, Chicago has not decided on the quarterback that they're going to take yet.
Mm.
So, allegedly, they're not shopping Fields. I don't buy that, first of all. But allegedly, they're not shopping Fields because it's more of a Caleb Williams thing, at least according to Ian Rappaport. They're going to go to his pro day, and I guess they're going to be in full force at Caleb Williams' pro day next week. The Bears will be. And then after that, they're going to bring him in for the interview, much like George Payton hiring Nathaniel Hackett or going through a hiring process, being as thorough as possible. That's the company line out of Hallis Hall there in Chicago is they're going to do every last bit of due diligence possible to determine whether or not this is a fit for them.
Which they should, man. This is a big, big decision for that GM, man.
And then there were people talking about, well, maybe they'll keep Justin on the roster and, you know, he can bid. You can't do that.
No.
You cannot do that.
It's just going to, that right there will split a whole entire locker room.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of players that do like what Justin Fields brings to the table, and they don't like some of the things that they have seen from Caleb Williams already. Now, if you have them both in the same locker room, it's gonna be a big issue later on down the line.
It would be so Bears. It would be so Bears.
You think so?
Oh, it would be so Bears. The one thing I've always told you about the Bears is that if there's a logical move to be made, don't expect them to make that logical move. Although, I think we could probably see Justin Fields as a draft night trade. If okay. It doesn't happen here shortly.
But where? Everywhere has, seems like it has been filled up.
Hey, good question. So I'm sitting here with the draft order as of March 12th, okay? You tell me which teams need a quarterback after this round of free agent signings. Chicago?
They need a quarterback. Yes. What are you thinking? Caleb Williams?
Yes. Washington?
They need a quarterback.
Yes. Patriots?
They need a quarterback.
Cardinals? Not right now. No. Chargers? Not right now. Giants?
Well, I mean, there's some speculation going around that they may trade Daniel Jones. I don't know if that's the case, Matt.
But they don't like him. I'm glad you brought that up. There was an unverified NFL insider. Okay, yeah. So he was unverified. Said that the Giants are going to designate Daniel Jones as opposed to one cut.
Which is wild.
I mean, it's what happened here. It's literally the same thing, except this would have been if you paid Russ and then did this after last year. That's essentially what the situation New York is in, but the numbers aren't as big. They're trying to avoid Daniel Jones' injury guarantee because they have serious buyer's remorse. Okay, so Giants, I don't think so. They just signed Drew Lock to a one-year, $5 million deal. Unless they cut Daniel Jones, and if they do that, then they might be in the market for a quarterback there at 6. Tennessee?
I think they're going to go with Will Levis.
I think so, too.
You know, they're going to try you. They drafted him last year. He had some success at the end of the year. They're going to try him out.
Atlanta?
Atlanta just went for Moneybagg Kurt.
New York Jets?
The Jets got my boy Aaron.
Right. Your boy, huh?
And my true boy, and Tyrod Taylor is going to be the backup, man.
I know. Did you see that?
Tyrod always finds a job.
He does. He
always
does.
And finds always at least $5 million.
Well, it's probably because it's really hard to find quarterback play anymore in the NFL. Minnesota? I mean, they just signed Sam Darnold. Minnesota's the one team I think definitively is going to draft a quarterback outside of the top three, right? Because I couldn't tell you.
Justin Fields could fit Minnesota.
Because I couldn't tell you for sure if the Giants are. I don't think the Chargers or the Cardinals are.
Minnesota's going to, if they don't go for someone like Justin Fields, they will draft a quarterback, and they will be one of those that tries to move up. So if the Denver Broncos are trying to get someone like J.J. McCarthy, they better try to figure out a way to do that because do the Minnesota Vikings pick before the Broncos? I want to say they do.
I think what the Bears did was that they overplayed their hand a little bit, and they thought there'd be a bigger market for Justin Fields than there is.
Yeah.
And now, well, we're not really just going to give them away, so let's try and recoup more value, and the next time teams get desperate, it'll be around the draft, so maybe we'll try again then. That would be my best guess with Justin Fields. I just would be really surprised to see it here in Denver.
So do you see him on the roster with the Chicago Bears, though? Or
No. I don't think like you said.
Yeah.
Like you just mentioned, if there was a split, you know, kind of a division in the locker room where you had two separate camps forming, where, you know, you had some veterans that were more, loyal to Justin Fields, and then the organization wants Caleb Williams, their number one overall draft pick. I think you could create some weird division in there.
It'd be a lot of tension, man.
The Bears can't. You can't afford to do that. They just can't. So no, I don't anticipate Justin being on the Chicago Bears roster. We'll see where he does end up, though. Hey, when we come back, Avs back in action tonight. Nuggets last night, and there's some good comments here on the text line. We've got to get to. Matt Smith in for Zach Bye. Next couple of days here, ZB out of town. Phil Lindsay's here, though.
Yes, sir.
Filthy with a PH. Hey, by the way, we're going to be watching the Avs tonight at 7, but we'll also have our eyes dialed. Summit League Conference Tournament. Why am I going to be watching? DU, of course.
Yes.
They've been on a heck of a run in the conference tournament, and tonight they're going up against the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. 7 o'clock. Our coverage starts on 104.3 HD3, so make sure you're dialed into that. Thank you very much.
They have to win tonight, man.
If they win, they're in.
Yes, first time ever.
If they win, they're in. I mean, this is a huge, huge opportunity for Denver basketball. Really, really big one. I mean, it's been some lean years to be able to make it this far and have a chance. It's really exciting. And look, they're doing a watch party over at Hamilton Gymnasium. Starts at 6:45. Get out there, 7:30 tip-off. You got plenty of time. Admission free. Concessions will be open. So free parking available for fans in lot 311. So there you go. Let's go Pios. Let's go Pios.
Pios.
HD3, 1043 HD3. Okay, time for a few comments on the rumbleslaw.com text line. Nobody signed Justin Simmons yet. I work with his mom. Right, and I think that person was responding to the fact that we talked about Justin potentially being in talks with the Eagles. Broncos former defensive backs coach Christian Parker is now a member of their defensive staff, as is who else? Who else is over there?
Is there a couple other people he knows?
Who else do you think? Who else?
That's on the coaching staff, right?
Mm-hmm. Who's the DC?
Who is
Vic?
Vic Fangio. Vic. I forgot old Vic was over there.
Vic Fangio. I think Justin Simmons could end up in Philadelphia.
I think Justin Simmons will end up in Philadelphia. I think that Philadelphia has been a great fit for Justin Simmons when I thought they should have traded for him last year. Okay? And old Vic's over there. I forgot Vic was over there, man.
Yeah, left Miami, now in Philly. By the way, we have made a glaring omission all day long, and probably this entire quarterback conversation glaringly omitted Ben DiNucci. Don't forget, they re-signed him.
Oh, Ben, man. I played with Ben in the Seattle.
Yeah,
the Seattle Sea Dragons.
The Sea Dragons, of course.
Oh, Ben.
The Sea Dragons.
Ben is a good dude. Do I think that he's going to be a quarterback that's going to compete with Stedham and the rookie coming in? I don't know.
In camp, they were negligible difference. I mean, in camp, they were neck and neck all year. Am I wrong? Like, do we remember training camp, Jared Stidham, Ben DiNucci? It was like one day DiNucci had a good day, the next Stidham. They were about the same, right? It was a wash.
Yeah, they definitely were neck and neck.
Yeah, it was a wash. How about this one? Ooh, this is a good one. Some Sean Payton hate. Tell Sean if he was a good coach, he could adjust his plan to fit Justin Fields.
That's what you're coaching for. I mean, come on, Matt. At some point, why are you a coach? You're coaching because you're able to coach players. We done got lazy, and now it's about a fit in a scheme because you're not willing to change. All right? Back in the day, what coaching was, man, I have who I have. Other than when the transfer portal started going crazy, I have to be able to fit what is best for me. That's what the 49ers do a great job of, finding people that fit it, but also tailoring it towards people to help them out and be successful in it.
I think here's my problem, and I totally, totally hear you.
Okay.
And a coach should be able to adapt and should be able to fit his scheme to his personnel. I'm on the same page with you. I really am. But I just don't know how you adapt it to fit Justin Fields unless you're run heavy. Like, how are you going to capitalize? He's not a great pocket passer.
Well, you
he doesn't make great
heavy.
Reads.
You should be run heavy. I mean, Sean Payton has always ran the ball. Even with the Saints, he's had some really, really good running backs.
So trade for Justin Fields and go run heavy.
Trade for
That's
Justin.
What you want.
If Sean Payton feels like he can do some things with Justin Fields, then trade for Justin Fields. Go and get some of those pieces that you want, right, around that help the team, not just for Justin Fields, but that can help the team all around, okay, and build around someone like that. I mean, you can go for the quarterback that you want. My biggest thing for Sean is, do you truly love one of these quarterbacks in the draft? If that's the case, then of course you don't go after Justin Fields. You go after who you believe is going to be that franchise quarterback for you.
Mm. Someone else says, FYI, Justin Fields threw 40 games, 11-29 win-loss record. He says that he's got all these are fake stats here. But the point is, it hasn't been good for Justin Fields, and he's had a couple of different coaching staffs. Now, I'll just say, I don't think Luke Getsy, as an offensive coordinator, was a world beater last year with Chicago, and certainly I didn't believe that much in Matt Nagy in Chicago on his own. So, yeah, I would like to see Justin Fields in a new place. I thought Atlanta was going to go that direction.
I did too, man. I was kind of disappointed because they didn't go that direction younger.
But guess what, texters, plural, because I see the Justin Fields truthers here. The NFL is telling you how much they value Justin Fields right now. Because he is attainable. Yeah. I know the Bears say they're not shopping him, but he is attainable.
I would just love to be a fly on the wall to see what they're saying about Justin Fields. Because when...
he's not a good quarterback. That's what they're saying. I'm just telling you.
Boy, if that's the case, then, man, they're talking bad about a kid, and now it's messing him up. In retrospect, there's a lot of players that are not good quarterbacks right now. We can sit here and say Daniel Jones does not look like the best quarterback out there. Okay, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that we could say the same thing for.
Mm-hmm. Someone else says, look, guys, no matter what, they're not going to trade a lot of capital to give him $25 million next year, because we talked about it.
Yeah, for sure.
You can trade for Justin Fields. You've got to surrender draft capital, of which is in very short supply, and you got to pay him $25 million on his fifth-year option next year.
Yeah, which makes sense. It makes sense. It's not the smartest move if you're not willing to pick up that option or pay him later on.
If you had a couple more years of runway, I still wouldn't do it. Because I still think that while I...
Yeah, if he had a couple years of runway, I'd do it. I still would do it now.
I acknowledge what the previous texter was saying about Sean being able to adapt. Like, I fully understand that. However, you hired Sean to be Sean.
What is that, Sean?
We're finding out.
Okay.
It's been one week. We're finding out. I don't know if it's going to be good. I don't know if it's going
to
be bad.
To be Sean. Sean had Drew Brees. He didn't make Drew Brees. Okay, Drew Brees was around before Sean got his hands on him. Now, he helped Drew Brees become more of himself again after he messed his shoulder up, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a time where Sean has took and developed a young quarterback and made him a superstar.
He hasn't. When have you heard me say that he was going to do it?
I haven't said he's going to do it.
I'm just saying that and you know what? And I think that's even more of a reason why you don't go out and move capital that you really don't have for a guy that has a lot of red flags. Because even if you think that Justin Fields is better than anybody on the free agent market or anybody they could possibly get, he's still going to have to develop him, which is exactly why. I mean, it's going to be a gamble either way. It doesn't mean that he can't do it. Although he told us flat out at the combine that they do it better than anybody.
Yeah, so that, I think that was a ignorant response in the sense of it's like, dude, we're in a battle for our lives, and you're sitting here kind of saying that you guys do best by knowing what quarterbacks are going to be the best fit for us, and that other teams that don't know how to do that, we look like the team that don't know how to do it.
Guys, no brainer. Why have you not talked about Sam Howell more from Washington?
We've talked about him.
Yeah.
We have.
Maybe not as much as Broncos country would like, simply because he probably, as far as a trade candidate, most start-ready option that's out there right now. I mean, if you offered me, and quick poll here, we'll see just the vibe on the text line, 303-713-1043. I'll give you three options of guys you can trade for right now. If you had the opportunity, who are you trading for? And up to what would you be willing to give up for him, okay? Number one, Justin Fields. Number two, hide your moms because it's Zach Wilson coming to town. Okay? Number three, Sam Howell.
Mm.
Justin Fields one, Sam Howell three, and Zach Wilson two.
Okay,
I know that was out of order.
No, for sure.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, for me, it's Zach Wilson you're going to be able to get a seventh-round pick for. Would you think? Around a seventh-round pick?
Maybe.
You know, it's Zach Wilson. Come on now, who wants Zach Wilson?
A bag of footballs.
Like, you could get, if you're getting a seventh round pick for someone like Joe Mixon, then you should be able to get a seventh round pick for someone like Zach Wilson, who has not done well in the league right now. Sam Howell, you should be able to get a fifth round pick for. I think you can get a fifth for Sam.
All right, text line. Justin Fields, and what would you give up for him? Would you do it? Zach Wilson, and what would you give up for him? Would you do it? And Sam Howell, and what would you give up for him, and would you do it? And by the way, breaking news, we thought it might be Philly for Justin Simmons, but they went ahead and reunited with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Remember, he was there.
C.J.
He was there the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was.
And then he went to Detroit last year and then got hurt, like, in training camp or in the preseason. Missed a bunch of time. Actually, might have missed the whole season now that I think about it.
Nah, he might have came back in the playoffs.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did. Irrelevant. So he's to Philly. Okay. So that means Justin Simmons isn't going to Philly.
So Justin must want too much money. That's what it's looking like.
Probably does. I mean, probably doesn't want a small contract. According to Diana Russini of The Athletic, breaking news. The Tennessee Titans are targeting all-pro safety Justin Simmons.
Mm.
Tennessee was hoping to get a shot at C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but Philly scooped him up. That's fascinating to me, though, that Tennessee would value C.J. Gardner-Johnson over Justin Simmons.
I just think, is C.J. younger than Justin? Because Justin's 31.
Maybe. That,
you know, Justin's
maybe.
31. C.J.'s younger.
Justin Simmons and Cheeto in the same defensive backfield, though.
I was
going
to say, and did you hear that the Tennessee Titans are trying to go after Snead from Kansas City?
Building up that D, huh?
That would be scary, having Cheeto Bawuzie, Snead on the other side, and Justin Simmons in the back.
Who's on offense?
Yeah, offensively, they're not going to be doing it. Well, they got Tony Pollard.
They did. They got Tony Pollard. They got Tony Pollard. Super Bowl, here they come. We'll be back on the other side in a sec.
It's time for the Drive's Top 5.
Not two, not three, not four.
Presented by High Five Plumbing. Here's Zach and Phil.
Got five.
Breakfast. In for Zach By, alongside Philip Lindsay. And joining us in studio, ahead of Denver Sports tonight, is DenverSports.com's very own Scrappy Will Peterson. Good evening, my friend. It's been a while since I've seen you, buddy.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I can't wait to see what your top five or your top thing you'll be watching tonight is.
I'm going
to
go a little smoother than last night, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, brought to you by High Five Plumbing. Well, let's keep it clean, Will. Please keep it clean.
Hey, I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus who's not here, but...
All right, by the way...
Your man Zach took it to a new level.
I mean, Will, you did try to go at it kind of weird.
I got the guy's name confused, bro.
Don't throw stones on that one.
There was nothing intentional about it.
By the way, we asked the RamosLaw.com text line, who would you want out of the three tradable candidates?
Yeah.
Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Sam Howell, and what would you give up?
Yeah.
Consensus was about a fifth-round pick, okay. And most people, I would say, there were a lot of different submissions. I would say there were probably more Sam Howells than anybody. So the fifth-round pick you got back for Judy, for Sam Howell. People want to see that.
All right.
All right, Phil. We start with you first. We got a lot of action.
We do.
Where will your attention be tonight?
You know what? Colorado Avalanche. Mm. Can they win on the road? What can they do? Can Bow, you know, get another goal, power play kind of style? Casey Mittelstadt, how does he do? Does he do well with Val being right there? Or is Val moved up? I want to see what kind of lineups are going to be up there. So, that's what I'm going to be looking for.
I like it. Over to you, Scrappy Will Peterson. Talk to me.
Yeah, man. I'm going to be tuned into the Avs game, but also give me some Denver and South Dakota State tonight. This is a unique opportunity for the Pioneers to make the tournament for the first time in their existence as a D1 program on the men's side. It would just be a lot of fun, and it's why this time of year is so cool. Because this wasn't really on anyone's radar, if we're being honest. But you get hot in a conference tournament, anything can happen. And next thing you know, we could all be filling out brackets with Denver, the Pioneers in it. Go Pios. I hope they take down South Dakota State tonight. 7:30 on our sister station, correct?
HD3, 104.3 HD3.
And if you want to watch it, CBS Sports Network.
There you go. All right, well, I'm going to go to the NBA because the Denver Nuggets are a half game back of the Oklahoma City Thunder for the number one seed in the Western Conference. And tonight at 6, starting in just about 9 minutes, OKC hosts the Indiana Pacers. Can we get a little help from a young Thunder team? Can you slip up a little bit here down the stretch?
You would think, right?
I think Minnesota is going to eventually fall out of it with Karl Anthony Towns missing the rest of the regular season. Nuggets have 3 matchups left with the Timberwolves. I'll be paying attention to Casey Mittelstadt for sure. I'll be paying attention to our Pios, but I'll also be pulling for the Indiana Pacers. All right, behind the glass we go, and we'll talk to you, Drew. Don't let us down.
All right, boys, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to have my eyes on 2 things tonight. Number one, of course, Colorado Avalanche. Eustace Onanen getting the start in goal tonight for the Avs. I want to see how he does against a team that it can actually score goals, unlike the Chicago Blackhawks. So I'm curious to see kind of how he does in that thing tonight. But, of course, I'm with Will. I'm going to have another eye with my iPad on DU basketball tonight going against South Dakota State.
Winning, you're in for the Pios. I mean, that would be exciting. When was the last time Denver made the NCAA tournament?
Never. No.
Let's go. Well, I'll definitely have a couple eyeballs on that for sure. I like your call with Eustace Onanen. Look, he won the backup job. The Avs didn't make a move for another goaltender. It's time for him to go prove it. And honestly, I think he's playing better than Georgiev. So let's see. This is Calgary, though. It's not Chicago. All right, KJ.
I got to do it in KJ fashion.
Oh, it's going to be...
ESPN Denver 1600, all right? I hate to do this to DST, but listen, man, we can kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Mm. So the show you're producing for, you're advocating not to listen to.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
All right, just had to make sure we were on the same page.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Will was the eye roll.
Yeah, okay.
Second time in a week you've counter-programmed against me.
What do you got against Will?
I have nothing against Will. I love Will. Will knows this, all right? CSU women's basketball, they have a lot on the line tonight. They're in the semifinal game against the best team in the Mountain West, UNLV. UNLV will be in the tournament regardless, but CSU, they have a lot on the line here. They have a chance that literally, if you win tonight, you make a case for being one of the last 4 in.
Mm.
So they have to close the deal tonight if they want to go to the big dance. Otherwise, you could be somewhere like a 4 or 5 seed in the NIT. Who wants to go to the NIT? So handle your business tonight, and we'll see you on the other side.
Let's go, Lady Rams. I'm all about it. All right, so we got DU, we got the Avs, we got the Thunder, we got the Lady Rams. Am I missing anything? I'll be definitely tuned into Denver Sports tonight.
Ah, look at that.
KJ's going to be producing it, but not listening to it. I'll be listening to it on the drive home. Who do you have with you?
James Merrill.
I'll definitely be locked in to Will and James. Those boys, they're coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's The Drive.